You're listening to The Corbett Report. CorbettReport.com.
Thank you all out there for tuning in for another edition of this broadcast here on Republic Broadcasting. And what an interesting edition of the broadcast it's going to be. Well, I've been talking about this a couple of days, or dropping hints about it at any rate. There is a big announcement about tonight's episode, and it is the 276th original broadcast of Corbett Report Radio here on Republic Broadcasting. And it is entitled All Good Things, and perhaps the more perceptive of the listeners out there will already know what this is all about, but let's just spill the beans. Yes, for 2013, there will be no Corbett Report Radio, or at least none for the first few months, and we'll have to see how things pan out after that point. But Corbett Report Radio is about to come to an end, and this is the penultimate episode. The second-to-last episode is tonight. So it has been an incredible ride here on Republic Broadcasting, and I wholeheartedly thank the network for the time that they have allotted me here on the network to talk about these hard-hitting issues that actually matter and to bring some of this information to you out there in the RBN radio land. And I definitely want to give my hats off to all of the producers behind the scenes who have helped out over the years, or over the 14 months, I should say, of the Corbett Report radio broadcast, including, of course, Mike and Dan and Manny, everyone else who works behind the scenes to make this radio broadcast possible. Once again, I couldn't have done it without any of you guys, so thank you guys so much. And thank all of the listeners out there, of course, for having tuned in and listened to me over these many months. I have certainly appreciated your listenership, your thoughts, your comments, your feedback, and all of that. Long story short, why am I doing this? Well, there's a couple of reasons. I suppose the personal and the professional. And, of course, in the personal note, I am about to become a stay-at-home dad. And I simply don't know at this point how, when, or if I'll be able to fit live radio broadcasting into that mix as I take the step into fatherhood. So I am clearing the decks for live broadcasting because it will be pretty unpredictable, I imagine, for me over the coming months. But on a more professional note, also, I have found that this radio broadcast is an excellent way of getting the word out to people, but it is an extremely large undertaking every single day, at least 3 hours of my time dedicated to this broadcast, which is only 1 hour on the air, but of course there's preparation and then editing and posting and all of that sort of stuff that goes on behind the scenes. So it has taken a significant chunk and significant momentum out of my other work that I'm doing at CorbettReport.com. And I think people will notice a significant drop in other types of videos and things that I've been posting. I have not been posting as many GRTV backgrounders and other types of interviews, etc., because I spend a lot of that time on the radio program. So I am realigning back towards some of the core work that I do at CorbettReport.com. And we'll be ramping up my video and interview output on CorbettReport.com in the new year, which means, unfortunately, something has to give. Unfortunately, I can't do everything, so I am going to be cutting back on the radio broadcast. Having said that, I truly do appreciate your listenership over this past 14 months, and don't worry, for all of you out there who have access to the internet, I will still be at CorbettReport.com, and in fact putting out even more via my web output, and all of that interview and video output will be increasing in the new year, as I say. I've even got some things up my sleeve for some new series that I'm working on, but I won't spill the beans on that just yet. So sit back. Tonight we've got the penultimate episode of Corbett Report Radio. We're going to...
All Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
How important is the air we breathe? Our air purifiers are made with a patent process called Aeron. Aeron is different from ozone. Aeron does not create oxides of nitrogen like other ozone machines. Unlike any air purifiers out there, the Aeron generator adds additional energy, creating higher forms of oxygen. And when the Aeron molecule comes in contact with pollution, the pollution is quickly oxidized. These higher forms of energized oxygen have more power to oxidize pollutants, removing dust, pollen, mold, and other particles from the air, destroying chemical fumes and toxic gases, kills mold, mildew, fungi, and kills many viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces for a healthier, cleaner environment. Visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Just click on our online store or call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Be prepared. How important is the air we breathe?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many things going on all around the world, and being in Western Japan, one of the foremost on my mind is, of course, the ongoing nuclear crisis at Fukushima Daiichi, the nuclear power plant that was stricken by the 3.11 earthquake and tsunami here in Japan and has since been spewing out nauseous, toxic, radioactive substances into the atmosphere and leaking them into the ocean in unprecedented levels, as more and more scientific studies are showing. But before we get into all of that type of nasty news, maybe I should, as I say, introduce myself and some of my websites, because as I introduced in the first segment, I do have CorbettReport.com, where you can follow basically all of the media that I've been putting out the last 4.5 years. But there are other websites as well that I maintain, including FukushimaUpdate.com, the newest website in the Corbett Report arsenal, which looks at the Fukushima crisis and gives daily updates of basically every single news story I can find all around the web. So it's a great source of all-over information, and I think a great roundup of information that I don't know of any other website that does quite that much in terms of collecting all the information on Fukushima. So if you're interested in the gradual poisoning of most of the northern hemisphere, I would suggest FukushimaUpdate.com as a place to go for that. I also run ClimateGate.tv, which was set up, obviously, in the wake of the ClimateGate scandal, the 2009 climate change scandal in which the University of East Anglia's internal emails and documents were leaked out by an anonymous whistleblower and exposed a lot of the collusion and collaboration going on in the shadowy world of climate science. Sounds almost ridiculous until you actually start researching it. And so ever since then, I've been posting updates, news and information coming out about the ongoing global warming scam. I also have AlQaedaDoesn'tExist.com, which is the homepage for a documentary that I started in late 2008, early 2009, about the sham of Al-Qaeda and how that fiction that was really invented by the U.S. government has been used as an excuse to take more and more of our rights. That is an ongoing documentary project, but it hasn't been added to in quite a while. And I also have a website for my forthcoming book, Reportage, which is a book that I'm working on and have been working on for years and will continue working on until it's done. So I'm afraid I can't give any more firm timeline for the release of that book than that. But as I say, the number one website to go to is CorbettReport.com, and there you'll be introduced to my podcast, my interviews, my articles, my videos that I've been creating, conducting, producing, and editing together for the last 4 years now. And it's been quite a remarkable ride, really, from there to here. But I suppose I should start from the beginning, as everyone wants to know about the biographical details and the background of the people that they're listening to, and I think not without some cause. So let me start by saying, as I said at the beginning, I am a Canadian. I was born and raised in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains in beautiful Calgary, Alberta. And I still think, for my money, the Rocky Mountains are the most beautiful place on the entire planet that I've traveled to in my many travels around the world so far. So I always hearken back to there, and that will always be my home and native land. And I grew up and I was born and raised there. My parents are from England, so I had a bit of British upbringing and background, but I was always born and raised and lived in Canada. And I lived there my whole life, and I ended up going to college in my hometown of Calgary, University of Calgary, and studied English literature. And after that, I spent a year and a half working at a property management office in downtown Calgary, managing the commercial sky-rise properties. And basically, I was the front desk gopher doing a little bit of everything. But it was a great experience, a great opportunity to learn a little bit about that that interesting world of commercial property management and all of the things related to that. And it did give me a bit of grounding in the real world after all of that highfalutin education that I'd been exposed to or indoctrinated with all my life. And then after that, I saved up all my pennies during that that period, and I saved up enough to actually go to Dublin, Ireland, to study Irish literature at the University of Dublin, Trinity College. And I did that for a year and earned a master's degree while I was there. So that was an incredible experience. And I don't remember much about the education, but the bars and the drinking were great. No. Well, in all seriousness, it was a beautiful, beautiful country, and I enjoyed my time there very, very much. But it was extremely expensive. So it was one day on campus at the end of my year-long master's degree program that I managed to run into a friend completely by accident who just suggested that he was going to look up possibility of teaching English in Asia. And fancying myself a bit of a world traveler and wanting to see more of the world and never having been to Asia, I thought, that's a pretty good way of making money and traveling. So it was that soon enough I was using the internet to find my next job out here in Japan. And that was, I guess, probably 8 years ago now that I was looking for that job. And then 7 years ago, I actually arrived on the shores of the land of the rising sun to start my new life as an English teacher, which, of course, was only going to be for 1 year. Of course, only 1 year. But somehow it ended up being a little bit more than 1 year. And here I am 7 years later. I'm still living in Japan. I have a wonderful Japanese wife and many friends here. And I very much like Japan and many things about Japan and Japanese culture that obviously compel me to stay here. And it's, of course, very difficult to watch what's happening with Fukushima and knowing that that this great country and these great people are being so horribly affected by what's going on. But I guess moving away from the biographical background, it was about four and a half years ago that I moved into the Corbett Report and started producing CorbettReport.com. The reason that I did that, well, ultimately it comes down to just the chance happening of managing to get an internet connection in my home and suddenly encountering things like YouTube and Google Video and things that just hadn't existed before when I first had the internet. So it was like a great new discovery for me, and like a kid unwrapping presents on Christmas morning, I got right into it and started delving into the types of political subjects that I've always been interested in, but never really been able to just research to my heart's content like that before. And it was not long before I started encountering information about 9/11 truth and the real truth behind the economy and other things that really opened my eyes to what's going on in the world. And after that, as they say, there's no turning back. So here I am all these years later. And I've been thinking to myself about what would be a good mission statement for this radio show that you're listening to right now, as this is our first ever edition of Corbett Report Radio. It should start off with something, some kind of statement of why I'm here, or why you should be listening to me, and why we should be learning together here every day, day in and day out, every weekday at this time. What is the point of investing our time in this? And I've been thinking about this for a long time, and I think ultimately it boils down to two words. And these two words are inseparable. They're different sides of the same equation, and if you take one of them out of context, it unbalances the equation and everything falls apart. So you have to put them together. The two words are outrage and conviction. Outrage is one of the things that prompted me to start the Corbett Report in the first place, and there are a number of things that outrage me. That we are expected to believe that 19 men armed with box cutters and directed by a man on dialysis in a cave fortress halfway around the world committed the most sophisticated penetration of the most heavily defended airspace in the world, managing to knock down three buildings with two airplanes and fly their jumbo jets through corkscrew turns that combat-trained airline pilots say they couldn't perform 9 times out of 10 under the most ideal conditions is outrageous. That we are expected to believe that the ongoing meltdown of the world economy concocted by well-connected banksters and their cronies in government, which they've long since bought and paid for, is going to be solved by giving the banksters more control over the world economy is outrageous. That we are expected to sign ourselves, our children, and the future productivity of the world for generations to come into servitude to pay carbon indulgences to scammers and schemers like Al Gore and his Enron fraudster buddies to mitigate the effects of a global warming that is no longer happening to maintain a supposed ideal temperature and carbon dioxide level that has been chosen completely arbitrarily is outrageous. That we are expected to sit idly by while authorities who rule over us implement biometric scanners and homeland security checkpoints and flying police drone tasers. If you don't believe me on that, just wait until we get into today's news. The flying police drone tasers and all the other technologies in the name of a terrorist boogeyman threat that turns out in the government's own documents to be returning veterans and gun owners and Ron Paul supporters is outrageous. That we are expected to look the other way when the most wealthy and influential people in the world gather in complete secrecy under a complete media blackout at the site of the Bilderberg Conference every single year is outrageous. That we are expected to believe that Gary Webb, the man who exposed CIA drug running in the 1980s with his Dark Alliance series in the San Jose Mercury News, committed suicide before completing his magnum opus on the issue by shooting himself twice in the head, or that the DC madam hanged herself before exposing any of the high-stakes political players on her high-class call girl clientele list, after having told people that she would never commit suicide. Or that UK government whistleblower Dr. David Kelly died of a small wound to his left wrist and a couple of undigested pills after having told people that there were dark forces at play and he would be found dead in the woods is outrageous. That we are expected to believe that the single greatest warmonger in American history, the man currently occupying the Oval Office, is worthy of a Nobel Peace Prize, or that he would bring us some magical hope and change if only Congress would work with him, or that he is a good intention.
Introducing Michael Anthony's Private Stock Herbal Formulas, Infection Killer for all infections, viral, bacterial, fungal, parasitic. My Rapid Heal for all injuries enables the body to mend super fast. My System Toner, the Rejuvenator, tune-up for the entire body, head to toe, keeping it youthful, the mind positive and focused. Dragon Juice, the Revitalizer, pure power in a delicious drink. If your body's dragging, you need Dragon Juice. Lung Formula for asthma and all lung afflictions, arthritis fix, great-tasting herbal teas, and more. Michael Anthony's Private Stock Exclusive Herbal Formulas. To find out more, call 845-231-1094 or email Michael Anthony's Private Stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's Private Stock Exclusive Herbal Formulas.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
After 8 years of Bush and Cheney, the country was weary and worn. Yeah, W was Dick's little trainee, and the Constitution was torn.
And again, this is not to be Pollyanna about the situation or go into it naively. I think it is certainly going to be difficult, but I think we have to believe that we do have a chance of winning, and that these forces that we're up against are not all-powerful, mythical beings descended from hell or ascended from hell in order to keep us enslaved forever. I mean, there are ways that that these people who claim to be running the world are just fallible humans, and they do make mistakes, and they are not impervious to all attack, despite their PR to the contrary. And that's why so much of their PR is to further and encourage the idea that they are an all-controlling, all-seeing, all-powerful, mystical, secret society brethren who are absolutely impervious. Of course they're not, and we are going to win this thing. So on that note, let's look at some more examples. And we will turn to an article I wrote back in January of 2010 in the wake of the ClimateGate scandal, which I think was one of the big wins of recent years, where the entire climate agenda was really derailed completely by the ClimateGate scandal. And despite the fact that the discussion has certainly moved on to other matters by now, I think ClimateGate was a big part of waking up a lot of people to what's really going on. And on that note, I held a contest in late 2009, early 2010 for listeners of the Corbett Report podcast to find creative ways to help spread the word about ClimateGate. And there was actually a prize associated with that, a signed copy of my forthcoming book, Reportage, which is not quite ready for publication yet. So let me apologize wholeheartedly to the people who actually won this contest and are still waiting for their prize. I guarantee them once I get this book done, it will be in the mail. At any rate, we wrote an article called Arrest the Climatologist Contest Entries, highlighting the work of some of the listeners who did some incredible work raising awareness and spreading the word about ClimateGate. Winning entries, there were three winning entries, one for an individual who sent a Gravatar in that people could use to help spread the word about ClimateGate online, Gravatar that you could use as your online persona when you're leaving comments on blogs, etc. There was another winning entry of someone who was using his own radio show on FM radio in BC to talk about climate change with Dr. Tim Ball. And there was another from our old friend and previous guest on the podcast and broadcast, Denis Rancourt in Ottawa, who has used his own radio program to spread the word about ClimateGate. He also called into French-Canadian radio to talk about ClimateGate and bring that to the awareness of the listeners. So some great work there. Of course, lots of honorable mentions from all sorts of people around the world. People in Sweden creating images about ClimateGate, someone in Argentina keeping up a blog with ClimateGate developments, or someone who sent in a poem called RIP Global Warming. It's extremely interesting and funny. I suggest you go and read this article so you can get that. Also, people writing articles in Spanish and letters to the editors in the Dallas Morning News and Facebook pages and all sorts of things that people created in the wake of ClimateGate to help spread the word. And, of course, the Corbett Report, even at that time, was just a ripple in a much bigger pond, I guess, of the alternative media. But still, I mean, I'm just hats off to all the people who participated in that and who at that time were doing their level best to get the word out about that. And once again, I think it was demonstrable that the ClimateGate expose did have a huge, huge effect. Obviously, the immediate effect of derailing the Copenhagen talks and the very real talks of instituting some sort of formal institutional world governmental structure to help deal with this scourge of life-giving CO2 gas. But also, I mean, the ripples from that event continued on into the future and into our current times where, of course, as I say, the debate has moved on, but still more and more people are now skeptical about the entire climate scientists who we are supposed to lay down and venerate and give our lives over to, basically, in the name of this alarmism that they've been pushing for far too long. So once again, ClimateGate, another great example of how people truly can have an effect. In that case, it was kind of this gift-wrapped package that landed in our laps that we could then use to basically get people to take a look at what's going on and to question what we're being told by these scientists. Of course, that gift-wrapped package being the documents that were leaked out from inside the University of East Anglia. And I do say leaked out as opposed to hacked, as the global warming alarmists like to say it, because it turns out, according to one of the latest updates I've seen, the police force that was investigating the so-called hacking of the UEA's servers has apparently stopped all investigation, and that's not confirmed by an official spokesman, but I guess the access to the funding for the different investigations shows that no money has been spent on this investigation in the past year, meaning pretty much that it's a cold case. So that means they did not find any indication that there was people hacking into the University of East Anglia servers. Again, if all of this sounds like I'm speaking in a foreign language or something because you don't know the backstory to ClimateGate, I would just say to go to CorbettReport.com and type...
It starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me. Have to teach the children.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm sick of this damn noise, the paranoid android poised at the edge of the precipice. Sanity is gradually becoming my nemesis. Like Glenn Beck was my therapist. Yes, it sounds prejudiced. Governments and terrorists, evidently similar. We've all got our enemies. Powers leave you penniless, selling the short. Natural born predators with venomous thoughts, leaving men in the morgues. Especially men that be peddling wars. Make them backtrack fast like we're settling scores. Time to reboot and recruit. The truth is a weapon.
Of course, is one of my colleagues there at BoilingFrogsPost.com. And once again, if you're just tuning in, we are featuring Boiling Frogs Post guests and subjects all this week as we prepare to release a new Boiling Frogs Post DVD that contains not only 7 of my own eye-opener reports and not only an editorial cartoon video reel from Paul Jamiol, who does excellent work there at Boiling Frogs Post as well, but it also contains an interview between myself and Andrew about his work there at Boiling Frogs Post and some of the things that he's up to. So Andrew, also a part of this DVD that will be forthcoming. And once again, it's not available yet, but as soon as it is, don't worry, you guys will know about it. So let's continue where we left off. We were talking to Travis in Tennessee. He's outlining some of his ideas for what we can do to supersede the power structure and overgrow the government instead of overthrow it, perhaps. But let's talk more about some of your ideas there, Travis. What have you got on the board?
Great. Well, thanks again for letting me speak up. There's four things that I feel like, you know, would really help. It's not necessarily a step process, but it's things that happen all the time. And if you think about your voluntary arrangements or your friends, things that you do every day, this happens a lot of times anyway, especially for like-minded people like yourselves. But so nullification. So, you know, if you don't agree with things that are going on. You know, we can look at, you know, money or food or education or healthcare. Just don't participate in it. And this goes right along with seceding yourself from it. Your participation. Nullification is really the attempt to try to put it out of business. And we can look at anything that the government does. I've looked at money a lot, but using alternative currencies, like Shire Silver is a good example. They were formerly a Liberty Dollar. Any of the hours systems, local exchange trading systems, and of course digital currencies. But yeah, I mean, you can go into anything: food, education, healthcare. And then superseding is just creating alternative means, and this is, like I said, using an alternative currency. You know, maybe you garden for your food, maybe you tutor children in the area, you know, instead of having to participate in the public school system. And then finally, emulation, which is basically learning from the successes of others and the failures of others. I feel that just basically open source sharing of what works for you and just all these successes that happen in whatever niche facet of the economy we're talking about here. But so nullification, cessation, supersedence, and emulation is my four main points that I think each one of us uniquely can use whatever we're passionate about and do these four things.
Well, Travis, this might as well be Travis Report Radio, because that's exactly my thinking on this, and pretty much I couldn't dispute a single thing that you said there. Andrew, what's your take on that?
Oh, I absolutely agree. I mean, and the examples were perfect, and they're already being done, you know, and that's why we don't hear about them, because, like you said, they are good examples, and you want to emulate good examples, so it's very important that people don't talk about the ones that are actually being done. For example, in Detroit, where a city so run down and economically destroyed, it may as well be a third world country. You see people in very run down neighborhoods are organizing gardens and growing their own food. They even have livestock right in Detroit. And it's very successful. It's organic, and it's getting entire communities involved and revived. And it's something that's really inspiring and really interesting. Al Jazeera did a documentary on this, because, of course, you have to get this type of news from the Middle East, because Lord knows you won't be getting it from the U.S. media. And that's one of those just perfect examples. The caller mentioned food as one of those examples, which is incredibly important to take control of, because you need it to survive. So it's very important to have alternative systems of growing food. And if you look at, for example, suburbia with all these houses and their fenced off lawns, well, the fences are going to have to come down and people are going to have to start growing food in their gardens, or replacing their lawns with actual gardens and growing their own food. This is just a matter of necessity, and increasingly so. And there's tons of other examples, as the caller mentioned. I absolutely agree.
Absolutely, and exactly right. If you are self-sufficient with food and you have alternative local currencies that can't be manipulated by, you know, central banks, then you've already removed two of the main leverages they have over you. So it's a huge step in terms of overthrowing the power structure, rather than really trying to argue or dispute with that power structure or engage with it. Just simply replace it. So Travis, I couldn't agree more. I thank you very much for your call. Hope you'll call in again in the future, but we have another caller on the line, so let's move over to Lark in Texas. Lark, thanks for calling in tonight.
Well, hi, James. Hi, Gavin. Can you hear me?
Hello,
okay?
Go ahead.
Sorry?
Yep, absolutely. Go ahead.
Oh, great. You know, I must admit, I have been enamored with the language that, with the types of conversation that you're having right now for a very long time. I remember in 1980 attending, I catered an event for 2,500 people, and it featured Buckminster. I noticed from one of your comments, you reminded me of some of his famous book quotations about.
I'm sorry, you broke up a little there, but I'm assuming you said Buckminster Fuller?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, and but it wasn't until later that I realized that he was really rather an avowed socialist, that I began to look back and re-examine some of my own indoctrination to authoritarian constructs. And just recently, as an example, we started re-examining this thing called altruism. I noticed, Gavin, that...
I'm sorry, again, you're breaking up. Are you on a cell phone? Lark, are you there? Oh, you lost him. All right. Okay, Lark, sorry. If you're still out there, please call back in. We're interested in your comments there. Well, of course, Lark does raise the specter of socialism, which is certainly something that I am ideologically opposed to as someone who is more interested in anarcho-capitalism. But, Andrew, I know your sympathies lie more towards social movement and struggles in terms of class consciousness. So what's your take on that issue in particular and how it might unite or divide the anarchic tendency altogether?
Well, I like to think of myself as libertarian socialist, which is just another word for anarchist. If you look at true anarchism, it's very similar to true socialism. For example, socialism as to be considered separately from state socialism, which I am opposed to, just like any other power structure, or institutional power structure, I should say. Socialism itself simply means workers controlling the means of production. Sort of anarchist organization of, say, a factory, you have workers controlling the factory. A socialist control of a factory is workers controlling the factory. Socialism is not the state controlling the means of production. That's state socialism, or just another brand of...
Not to quibble, but has there ever been any other kind?
Of
socialism? Has there ever been non-state socialism?
Well, yes, but I mean, in the same examples that there's been examples of anarchism and organizing factories. And I mean, you look at Spain, for example, up to the Civil War and the fascists who destroyed all the progress that was made. But Spain had an anarchistic government, which was libertarian socialist, largely. And then, of course, you had sort of socialist ways of organizing factories in Argentina, and even you've had worker-controlled factories and businesses all over the United States, some of them quite successful. They exist all over the world, and you see this also developing in crisis countries in Europe right now, like in Greece, where you see workers taking control of hospitals and even taking control of factories and other things and attempting to keep them open and get them functioning. And generally speaking, I mean, there's failures and successes like in anything, but generally speaking, they're quite functional. And Spain was far more advanced than any other country in terms of anarchism. Had a quite amazing experiment that was taking place. So, of course, the fascists came to destroy it. The example still exists in history. And
you use the term anarchistic government. I'm not sure I understand what that means.
A paradox, but anarchistic organization, I should say. You know, like Barcelona, for example, was run entirely through anarchistic organizations and communities. So it wasn't, of course, a government dictating and organizing, but it had all the services and everything, and it was functioning quite well. Was all organized by these sort of libertarian, socialist, anarchistic communities and groupings of individuals, and it was quite successful. You also saw the same thing that actually took place initially in the Russian Revolution, where you saw workers taking control of factories and many collectives being organized, and then the Bolsheviks came in and destroyed that. And then they called that communism, when in fact they destroyed the actual communal organization that was taking place.
Bolsheviks funded by Wall Street, with the train of gold and all of that. Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have Lark back on the line, so let's bring him back into this. Lark, it sounds like these are going to be some points that you're going to dispute, so let's hear from your side of it.
Well, and not out of any sort of meanness. I hope you can hear me better now.
Yes, you sound clear.
Yeah, Noam Chomsky is a noted libertarian socialist, and I understand that tradition because, frankly, I tended to gravitate towards those kinds of folks most of my life. I've often said that liberal was not a bad term, and neither was a progressive. But I must say, in my late 50s today, I've had to reexamine some of these things in light of what I've studied over the last several years vis-a-vis communitarianism, because it is a pure variant of what we can term pure socialism. It does not eschew or disavow the corporatist model that this country was founded upon. And yet it frankly embraces things like cultural Marxism as well as, frankly, collectivization. And this is really troubling to me. And I noticed that the title of your project is reminiscent of Howard Zinn's book, The People's History of the United States, or something to that effect. But I have to tell you that the ideas that you espouse, I wholeheartedly embrace. The only problem I would ever have is if anybody ever wanted to include me in their plans. And I think perhaps that's what you're saying in a sense, because you point also to anarchy, which is, I think, is a healthful development within those variant strains of what we classify clumsily today as socialism. And then, frankly, just make this comment vis-a-vis the I pointed out the name of the event for a nationwide touring exhibit that I catered in 1980 called Creativity, the Human Resource, of which Buckminster Fuller was the famous speaker that was the head speaker of that event. But what do you think about the fact that now the psychologists and the psychiatrists are claiming that creativity is rather a mental illness?
Yes, I think they're saying it often goes along with mental illness, but yes, exactly.
Well, it doesn't everything.
Well, indeed. Andrew, your thoughts on what Lark said there?
Well, should I comment on the last point on
whatever you want to pick up there, or if you have any questions for Lark, or do you want to dispute what he was saying there?
Sure. Well, I mean, it sounded good to me. I'm not exactly sure what was meant by advocating to include him in this. I kind of got lost at that point. But the idea of, I think, collective organization, there was a point made upon that, and I do think that collective organization is good because it's been proven to be effective. And it doesn't mean collective thinking, which is what we have in our society today, where people don't think and act as individuals. My understanding of collective organization is that you need the free thinking and acting individual in order for any collective organization to actually function, and vice versa, for any collective organization to function effectively and efficiently, it needs to be composed of free thinking individuals who are able to act and think independently, because these, I believe, are actually not opposed to one another, where I often see a lot of the discussion moving, either you're for individuality or you're for collectivism. I don't see those as diametrically opposed. I see them as mutually beneficial and necessary for one another to function properly. People will be able to bring their own talents and their own ideas into collective organizations. And without collective organizations, the individual talents and ideas of these people will not be able to have an actual effect. The idea that the product of any one person's idea, this sort of type of Ayn Rand ideology of individualism,
right.
Where it's just you, it doesn't really function.
I see where you're going with this, and I understand that that's the way that this debate often gets framed. But for me, it's not even a question of individualism versus collectivism or some sort of synthesis of the two. For me, it's all about just voluntary participation in an organization. As long as participation is voluntary and all interactions within that organization are voluntary, I have absolutely no dispute with any type of organization people want to come up with. And right. that doesn't, by its nature, wouldn't subsume any individual's ability to have authority over their own life and to withdraw their participation from that system. As long as that's on the table, I'm happy with whatever people want to try, you know, try their
hand. Absolutely agree with that. And I mean, the ideal would be to see so many different examples from libertarian socialism to what's called anarcho-capitalism. There's such a massive variation. I mean, you won't find any type of variation like you will in the vast domain of what's called anarchism. There's so many different types and ideas and ways of organizing and acting and
I want my bailout money. Keep the bills coming. Sweet green cash just dripping like honey. I'm a new kind of thug with the Washington buzz. Cause dealing debt pays better than dealing drugs. What do you think will happen when they double the money supply? A falling dollar makes it harder for you to survive. And think of billions and trillions and give it to their own kind. Hope you don't mind being wild blind. How do you think we got runaway credit? Ain't nothing going down unless the crooks in Washington let it. Now they regret it.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Afghanis in Afghanistan, Vietnamese in Vietnam, Iraqis in Iraqi land, we bombed them all. White phosphorus and napalm too, bunker busters, daisy cutters, cruise missiles, B-52s, we bombed them all. For their prosperity, their freedom and democracy.
Or at least for now. I'm not closing the door on Corbett Report Radio, and there is always the possibility it will return in the future when and if my schedule sorts itself out and I have the ability and the freedom to do so. But for the time being, something has to give, as I say, and unfortunately the radio broadcast is going to be that thing that gives. So, once again, I absolutely do appreciate all of your listenership, to all of you out there who have been listening to this radio broadcast. And I want to assure you once again that CorbettReport.com is going to continue. And, of course, all of the radio broadcasts that I've done will continue to be archived there for posterity. So you can still, of course, download all of these conversations, including the episodes that we listened to tonight. And they will be linked up in the show notes for tonight's episode. And, again, it's quite a lot of work that I've done over the past year and a bit on this broadcast. So I hope you do appreciate it. But having said all of that, of course, this is the penultimate episode of the radio show, so that means there's going to be an ultimate, a final episode. So next week, of course, is the Christmas slash New Year holiday, and I will be rebroadcasting for most of next week, but next Friday night, so that would be December 28th, I will be again back live on the air for one last kick at the can, one last episode where I hope it'll serve as a bookend, as the first ever episode of this broadcast served as my mission statement. I hope that this the last episode of this broadcast will serve as something of an encouragement and inspiration for people to continue on with this work. And once again, I'm not going anywhere. I'm still at CorbettReport.com. I'll still be putting out videos. I'll still be doing interviews. I'll still be doing articles. I'll still be doing podcasts. And in fact, even more so in the new year. And again, this just frees me up in order to approach some of those other topics and other series that I'm hoping to get underway in the new year. So once again, this is just a change for those of you who are already subscribed to the feeds and who are already following my work at CorbettReport.com. For those of you out in Radio Land who only ever hear this show on the radio or via Republic Broadcasting, I would wholeheartedly encourage you, please come over to CorbettReport.com. Trust me, it's a good website. There's lots of information there. Of course, it's all free to download. You can subscribe to the feeds for free. You can get all of the radio, the podcasts, the interviews, the videos delivered right to your iTunes or whatever for free at CorbettReport.com. And for those of you without access to the internet who have been listening to me on the radio, well, if this is a sweet parting for now, then a sweet parting it shall be. But as I say, I will be back next week, next Friday night, with a last ever edition of this radio broadcast to wrap things up on what I hope to be a very high note. So on that note, once again, I want to thank all of you guys out there for your support throughout this radio broadcast and for putting up with me and for supporting the guests who have been kind enough to give their time to help impart their wisdom and knowledge with all of us. And once again, this is the alternative media. It truly is just the product of all the support that I get from all you guys out there.